Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called The Life You Were Meant to Live. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible to help you discover the life God planned for you, the life you were meant to live. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a life-changing tool that will show you how to re-energize your spiritual life in ways you may have never dreamed possible. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Slowing Down.
Now the O in slow stands for obey the fourth commandment. Now, of course, of all the commands in the Bible, the most famous are God's big 10, the top 10 on God's list, the 10 commandments. And one of the top 10 of God's top 10 commandments of ones you're supposed to obey is about rest. It's in Exodus chapter 20, verses 9 and 10. Let's read it together. You have 6 days in which to do your work, but the seventh day is a day of rest dedicated to me. Now get this. Rest in your life as a human being is so important, God put it in the big 10. Right up there with don't steal, don't murder, and don't commit adultery, he says every 7 days you take a day off. What? Yeah, that's how important he considers rest. Now, many of you would say, well, I'd never murder anybody. I'd never go commit adultery. I'd never have an affair. But you violate the fourth commandment repeatedly. And God says, it's just as important. It's in the top 10. 6 days you're to work. Every week you take 1 day off a week to recharge. Now, this is called a Sabbath. Sabbath simply means a day of rest. You've heard about professors taking a sabbatical. That means an extended period of rest. When should you take your Sabbath? Jesus said it didn't matter. The book in Colossians, the Bible, it says, doesn't matter. One day is as good as any other. So what matters is that you take one off every week. Now listen, Sunday is no Sabbath for me. For that matter, neither is Saturday. Those are work days for me. So I have to take my Sabbath some other day of the week. And you may too. But for most of you, either Saturday or Sunday is going to be your day off, your day of rest. And God says you are to take it. And he commands you to do it. Now, what are you supposed to do on your Sabbath? What should you do on your weekly day off? You should use your day off, your weekly Sabbath, for 3 things. Write these down. Number 1, God wants you on your Sabbath to rest your body. Physical rest. You were not wired to go 24/7. Every day, work, 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 with no relaxation, with no break. Your brain, your body is not built for that. You're wired to take a weekly day off. So you rest your body. Have you discovered that if you don't take time off, your body will make time off? If you figure that one out, it'll just shut down because our best requires rest. You need to rest your body on your Sabbath, on your weekly day off. Number 2, you use the day to recharge your emotions. As Tom said earlier, you can't keep charging without recharging. You're just going to drain that battery dead. Number 3, rest my body, recharge my emotions. Number 3, on your Sabbath, you need to refocus. I refocus my spirit. I do a little spiritual tune-up. Refocus my spirit. Now, there's a word for that in the Bible. It's called worship. Worship is just another word for refocusing my spirit on God. It's reconnecting to God. And you need to do that. Now, one of the benefits of worship, like we're doing here today, is it helps get you a bigger perspective on your problems. See, you can have a problem, they just start to overwhelm you, and your life becomes smaller and smaller and starts caving in. And then you go to worship and you think about how big God is, and all of a sudden the problem isn't so big anymore when compared to God. Now, nothing else in life can give you that kind of perspective like worship does. You can't go to a ball game and get perspective on life. You can't watch TV and get perspective on your problems. It's only at worship, only as you get in touch with God. And you need private time alone with God, not just church. You need private time alone with God. If you are too busy for God, you're too busy.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you've missed any part of today's teaching, you can listen online anytime at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do this is with God's Word. That's why Pastor Rick created a Bible study called Re-Energize Your Life. In it, you'll discover how to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of restoration and renewal. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. This high-quality, soft-touch vegan leather book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing, colorful pages are packed full of key scriptures and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't settle for a bland existence. Re-energize your life now with this guided experience Bible study from Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to a lost world, we'll send you Re-Energize Your Life to say thanks. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Now, here's an interesting thing. The more time you spend alone with God, the more relaxed you're going to be. If you're upset and stressed out right now, I can tell you one thing. You're not spending any time with God alone. It's real simple. I can tell you that without even knowing you. You say, I'm all stressed out. You're not spending any time alone with God. Because the more time you spend alone reading the Bible, letting God talk to you, praying, talking to God, the more your blood pressure goes down, the more you chill out, you relax, and you get in the zone. Look at this next verse. It is useless to rise early and go to bed late and work your worried fingers to the bone. Don't you know that God enjoys giving rest to those he loves? Recently in Fast Company magazine, there was an article about the spillover effect. That when parents feel stressed out at work, it hurts their children. Nowhere is this disconnection between parents and children more achingly graphic than in one simple question that we posed to kids. The magazine asked kids, if you were granted your wish to change one thing about your mom or your dad and their work, what would that wish be? They asked kids, if you could change one thing about your mom or dad at work, what would that be? Parents were then asked to predict how their children would respond to that question. And most of the parents got it wrong. In fact, only 98% of the parents got it wrong. Nearly 56% of parents assumed that their child's top choice would be to spend more time together. But in fact, only 10% of the kids surveyed said they'd like more time with their mothers, and only 15.5% said the same thing about their fathers. By contrast, listen to this, 34% of kids said that what they wanted most for their parents is to be less stressed and less tired because of their work. I just wish mom wasn't so tired all the time. I just wish dad wasn't so tired all the time. Astonishingly, just 2% of parents guessed that this would be their children's highest priority. I say astonishing because stress and fatigue are familiar experiences to every working parent. What parents seem to be unaware of, or in denial about, is the effect that their pressured lives is having on their children. Now listen, if you don't slow down your lifestyle by choice, circumstances will force you to eventually. Count on it. Circumstances will eventually force you to slow down your life through health or some other situation. The fourth key to slowing the pace of your life, the W in slow stands for wait for God's timing. Wait for God's timing. If discontent is one of the causes of hurry, then impatience is the twin sister. The reason we get in a hurry is we're impatient. And impatience is basically a lack of trust in God. The reason we get impatient is we really don't believe God has our best interests at heart. The reason we get impatient is we don't really think God knows what's best for us. We think we know better about our lives. We think we know what will make us happy, not God. And so we get in a hurry, and we strive, and we struggle, and we sweat for things that God intended to give you in the first place. But you got in a hurry. You got in a hurry. You got impatient because you didn't trust God. You need to wait on God's timing. One of the questions you need to ask yourself is faster always better? Is faster always better? The answer is absolutely not. No, it is not always better. Do you remember that old ad? We will serve no wine before it's time. Remember that? I mean, who wants a wine made quickly? Hey, buy our 1 minute Chardonnay. You know? Nobody wants that. Some things need time to mellow. And you're not going to mellow if you don't slow down. You're not going to mature if you don't slow down. You need to wait on God's timing. Now, the Bible is very clear that God has a plan, a unique plan for your life. We talk about that a lot here at Saddleback. God also has a unique timetable for fulfilling that plan in your life. Now, the rub is he never tells us his timetable. Oh, I hate that. I say, come on, God, show me what you're going to do in my life. Tell me now. And God, no, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do, and I'm not going to tell you when I'm going to do it. He doesn't tell us. Notice what the Bible says, Ecclesiastes 3:11. God does everything just right and on time. Circle those two things. Just right and on time. But, and here's the rub, people can never completely understand what he's doing. Well, that gets a little frustrating. Why won't God tell us his plan in advance? Why doesn't God give us his timetable for our lives? Because he wants you to trust him. That's why. He wants you to go, God, I don't know what you're going to do, and I don't even know when you're going to do it, but I trust you with my life. If you knew it all in advance, there's no faith involved. There's no trust involved. Oh, okay, now I know he's going to answer that prayer in 4 weeks, so I don't have to sweat the first 3.5 weeks. I know it. No, he wants you to trust him. One time the disciples came to Jesus and said, hey, Lord, when are you coming back? He said, it's none of your business. He said, it's in the Father's timing. Timing is the Father's business. Any minute spent trying to figure out when Jesus Christ is going to come back is a minute wasted. Jesus said, it's not for you to know the times and seasons. So put away your charts and maps and just figure out he'll come back when he's good and ready. Trust God's timing. Now, if you're serious about slowing the pace of your life, you need to trust that God has a plan for your life, and part of it involves getting to know him personally through Christ, and then that he's going to fulfill it in his timetable, in his way. What do you do in the meantime with all those dreams and plans, those goals? You just trust, and you hold on to the promise of Habakkuk 2, verse 3. Notice this verse. God says, these things I plan, talking about for your life, these things I plan won't happen right away. Slowly, steadily, surely, the time approaches when the vision will be fulfilled. If it seems slow, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. Would you circle the phrase, wait patiently? If you're going to slow the pace of your life, you've got to learn to wait on God's timing. Have you ever seen a pace car at a race? It's setting the pace. You need a pace car for your life. And the greatest pace setter of life is Jesus Christ. You need to just trust Him to set the pace in your life. Let me read you a little prayer called, "Slow Me Down, Lord." Slow me down, Lord. Ease the pounding of my heart by the quieting of my mind. Steady my harried pace with a vision of the eternal reach of time. Give me, amidst the confusion of my days, the calmness of the everlasting hills. Break the tension of my nerves with the soothing music of the singing streams that live in my memory. Help me to know the restoring power of sleep. Teach me the art of taking minute vacations, of slowing down, to look at a flower, to pat a stray dog, to chat with an old friend or make a new one, to watch a spider build a web, to smile at a child, or to read a few lines from a good book. Remind me each day that the race is not always to the swift, and that there is more to life than increasing its speed. Let me look upward to the branches of the towering oak and know that it grew great and strong because it grew slowly and well. Slow me down, Lord. Are you tired of living an overloaded life? An out of balance, frantic, hectic, moving from one thing to the next with no relief and release? I want to invite you on a journey to join us for the next 7 weeks in this series. You might call this series Large Group Recovery. We all need it, and we need to support each other. And I want to challenge you to do two things today as we get started. Number one, in a minute, take out one of those welcome cards and make a public commitment right on the back, and I'll read it, say, "I'll be back." Just like Schwarzenegger, "I'll be back." "I'll be there for the next 7 weeks." Why should you do that? There's something real about making a covenant, about making a commitment. You'll say, "You know, I need to do it." It's a little bit of accountability. Say, "I'll be there for this series because I want balance, I want health in my life. And I want to challenge you to do that." Number two, take the first step today by saying, "Okay, God, I want to give it all to you. Jesus Christ, here's the good, the bad, and the ugly of my life. Take all the pieces of my life, my schedule, my ambitions, my dream, my accounts, my hopes, my goals, my faults, my failures. Take it all. Here's the whole bunch. And help me make some sense of it." And make Psalm 51:10 your prayer for this week. I love it out of the Message paraphrase. It's there on the bottom of your outline. "God, make a fresh start in me. Shape a Genesis week from the chaos of my life." I like that. "God, make a fresh start in me. Shape a Genesis week from the chaos of my life." Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, I know that there are a lot of tired, overloaded people here today. We're not living with margin. We're stretched beyond capacity. So today, as a group of people supporting each other in this church family, we want to make a counterculture decision. We want to enjoy the life you've given to us, not just endure it. We want to bring sanity and simplicity back into our schedules. We want to live balanced, healthy lives. We want to have time for the relationships that matter most with you, with those we love, and with each other in our church family. Now you pray. Why don't you pray this in your mind? God will hear you. You don't have to say it aloud. Say, "Jesus Christ, you know I need this series. Thank you for bringing me here today. I'm tired of living with unnecessary stress. Thank you for this church where you can speak to me. And today I want to take the first step. Jesus Christ, take all the pieces of my life and in the weeks ahead, help me sort it all out. I need a manager of my life. I need a savior. And only you can make the changes that I want in me, God. So I commit it all to you, and I commit to being a part of this series. Please help me to become more balanced. I want to learn to trust you. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, Rick, at PastorRick.com and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus. And I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this message, or if you'd like to find out more about Pastor Rick Warren and this ministry, just visit PastorRick.com, where you can listen online anytime. That's PastorRick.com. And be sure to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional while you're there. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, it doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do this is with God's Word. That's why Pastor Rick created a Bible study called Re-Energize Your Life. In it, you'll discover how to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of restoration and renewal. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. This high-quality, soft-touch, vegan leather book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing, colorful pages are packed full of key scriptures and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't settle for a bland existence. Re-energize your life now with this guided experience Bible study from Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you send a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to a lost world, we'll send you Re-Energize Your Life to say thanks. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support. Here's Pastor Rick with a letter from one of our listeners.
I love to end our broadcast by reading letters from people like you. Here's one from Melissa, who lives in Colombia. Pastor Rick, I just want to say thanks to you and thanks to God for helping me understand the Bible and for helping bring so many souls to Jesus Christ. I've been blessed because you put your messages online for free. And because of that free ministry, I have access to the truth. I cannot thank you enough. She says, I want to help, and I want to give what God commands to give me to give so that His message can reach the entire world. Thank you, Melissa from Colombia. Well, Melissa, thank you. Thank you for your encouragement, and thank you for your financial gift, and thank you for caring about people who haven't heard the good news. You see, when we work together, we're able to do things we cannot do on our own. Together, we reach people that would never be reached any other way. And when you get to heaven, we're going to celebrate all the souls that have come to know Jesus Christ. So thank you for listening, thank you for supporting, and thank you for praying. And I want to say the same thing to all of the rest of you who are doing that too. God bless you, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
Now, if you'd like to let Rick know how this broadcast has blessed you, feel free to send him an email at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.